Gil Scott-Heron is a poet and singer-songwriter best known for his politically charged work in the 1970s. Songs like "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised."
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Many people consider him a forefather of modern rap. After years out of the spotlight, Gil Scott-Heron is back with a new record. Will Hermes has our review.
When I discovered Gil Scott-Heron, I discovered a musical hero, a man who spoke baritone truth to power over jazzy funk at a time when funky music was primarily about shake, shake, shaking your booty. Whether the issue was black political power or nuclear power, Scott-Heron didn't mince words. His comeback record, I'm New Here, doesn't mince words either. But instead of political battles, these songs suggest he's fighting personal ones.
Well, it is morning. When you knock the barman door. And I say, hello, Satan. I believe it's time.
Comeback records always worry me, especially when they're made by one of my heroes. And I'd heard stories about Gil Scott-Heron recently, about drug arrests and prison terms and other troubles. I wasn't prepared for the ravaged shakiness of his voice on this record, or the raw spoken word pieces, or the dark electronic backdrops.
Long ago, the clock washed midnight away, bringing the dawn, bringing the dawn, bringing the dawn. Oh, God. I must be dreaming. Time to get up again and time to start up again. Pulling on my socks now.
Where did the night go?
Should have been asleep when I was sitting there drinking beer and trying to start another letter to you. Don't know how many times I didn't write again last night.
But I was haunted by this record, which is produced by Richard Russell of England's XL Records, home of Radiohead and the White Stripes. I kept listening to it, and soon, instead of just a fallen hero, I saw a man, flawed but heroic too, staring down his demons. At its core, for all its 21st century arrangements, this is an old-fashioned blues record.
Yes, I was standing there and dying, and New York was killing me. Seemed like I need to start over and go back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy.
The upshot here is that Gil Scott-Heron is still a warrior, even if the front lines have moved. He's made a record not without hope, but which doesn't come with any easy or comforting answers. In that way, the man is clearly still committed to speaking the truth.
No matter how far wrong gone.
The new album from Gil Scott-Heron is called I'm New Here. Our reviewer is Will Hermes. You can hear an interview with Scott-Heron on our website. That's npr.org. He recently spoke with our colleague Guy Raz on Weekend All Things Considered.
Met a woman in a bar. Told her I was hard to get to know. Near about impossible to forget. Said I had an ego on me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.